In the book of Hebrews, it says, "Do not refuse him who speaks to you from heaven." That's a dangerous thing to do. God asks us to repent. He asks us to change our lives. He shows us that we are doing wrong and we refuse to repent. That is to change our minds about what we're doing and begin doing it God's way and ask for his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness, which he will give to those who repent. It is a dangerous thing to refuse to repent. Let's read about it in the Revelation, in a letter to the church at Thyatira, chapter 2, verse 18. "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and love, and service, and faith, and your patience, and your works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you suffer that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. I gave her some time to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Look, behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searches the inmost being and the heart, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and to the rest at Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden, but that which you have already. Hold fast until I come. And he that overcomes and keeps my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches." Jesus asks us to repent. When Jesus reproves us, when he tells us we're doing wrong, he's asking us to simply change our minds about the way we were going and what we were doing. And if we will change our mind, repentance is the doorway to the grace of God, and he will forgive, and he will reform us, and he will make us new and help us to live in a new way so that we can be overcomers and receive the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want that morning star. I want to be an overcomer. I want to reign and rule with you. Lord, if there be any way in me that is not right, I pray you would illuminate my mind to that condition and to that wrongdoing. And I repent of any and all things that are contrary to your will, Lord. And I pray that you would send grace and mercy into my life and teach me and help me, O Lord, to be an overcomer. In Jesus' name, amen.